Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and today we'll be joining the White House in the International Women of Courage Award Ceremony that the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, is presenting today. But first, breaking news in Chicago politics. 1 week after mayoral election results showed candidate Paul Vallas and candidate Commissioner Brandon Johnson in the top two spots for an April 4th runoff, Dr. Willie Wilson, who finished the race in fifth place behind Jesus Chuy Garcia, officially endorsed Paul Vallas for mayor today. We'll share with you his live press conference and his reasons that he gave for this endorsement, and of course, Paul Vallas has been a friend of Dr. Willie Wilson, who also stated that Paul Vallas was more in line with his philosophy on how to handle certain issues presented during the campaign. Dr. Willie Wilson also stated that he is aware that this race could get down to a black and white racial issue. However, he said that he intends to stay away from race and basically focus on the issues.
How are you guys doing? Good. All right, seen y'all a long time, you know?
Joining Dr. Wilson at his press conference now.
Richard Borkin for my good friend Paul Vallas. All right, and Pastor Shondo. And Brian, of course. So, I see y'all. They've been keeping in my house for a while. All right. All right, Dr. Borkin, I'll start getting around.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it truly is a privilege and an honor to be here on behalf of Dr. Willie Wilson. I'm Attorney Richard Boykin, and today Dr. Willie Wilson is announcing his endorsed candidate for mayor. This process didn't begin just today. He had a process on social media. He held a number of town hall meetings as well, met with several faith-based leaders, and concluded that his candidate is the best candidate for this moment to lead our city. And with that being said, gives me great privilege and honor to bring to you a philanthropist, a businessman, one of the greatest humanitarians Chicago has ever known and the world has ever known, Dr. Willie Wilson.
Okay, let me start by thanking the Lord for his amazing grace and his unspeakable gift. Let me also start by saying, Paul and I have known one another for a while. We bonded together 7 years ago during the mayoral election. And mostly bonded together, really, we have things in common. His son, he lost his son, and of course I lost his son as well. But getting to the point why we are taking Dan, making this particular endorsement here today, he's the best person for the job and for this moment in time. Crime is high. Somebody needs to fight that. We do not need defunding a police officer. If anything, we need to give him raises and we need to support him. And we do need to back our police officer and hold everybody accountable, whether you're a police officer or community, out as well. And we don't need taxes raised on people that you're going to run out of of their homes and things of that nature as well. And so we did a survey of the people at least that vote for me on my Facebook and Twitter. We probably got over 150,000 some viewers, and not counting the one we went out to the town hall meeting, things of that nature as well, so they can give their input. I'd say if I had to tally it up for my own account, all pretty much leading probably about 75% to 80%, and most of it is due because of the crime, you know, and the taxes, you know, and anybody that want to deal with crime and not raise taxes on us, well, then my God, you know. Let me say this too. I gave a couple interviews this morning. I've been talking last night on the telephone an awful lot to people. People want to make this as a black and white issue. I'm not for that. I'm for bringing people together. And I thank Paul is for bringing people together also. Whether you're black, white, Latina, Asian American, and other. That's just how I feel about it. I'm from, as you know, Jim Crow days, so I understand it all. You know, I don't have to read about it. I have to live it, so I know about it, things of that nature. We're not going anywhere about dividing people. I think some of the other politicians out here decided to do this. I don't see that in Paul, and I don't see it in a lot of people. I think the lack of communication hurts us all, that we don't communicate together. You know, I say this too, because I've had some heated phone calls lately. And one I had this morning, I was telling a person, I said, well, how can you guys say that Paul is racist? And when I was running the last time for a mayor in the U.S. Senate, an African American, same color they are, and they voted for a white person over me. That don't make no damn sense. Excuse my impression, guys. Don't put that in there. Well, I'm just saying like it is. You know, I've never have gotten endorsed from any African American politician. But I've been the one that give a lot to the community. Period. I've been the one that give to all citizen community. And we will continue to do so. We're still giving now after the election for me, that is. We're still giving our gas giveaway on the 25th this month and food giveaway because there's a need. And we'll continue to do that. Never have been political, never will be political. It's the right thing to do. I encourage Chicago to keep racist stuff out of this particular race between Paul and Brian. You know, let's bring people together, not divide us. On the other hand, Tony Preston can call me, and I was going to tell you something. I was putting ways to defend on her, because I supported her back a while back, and I could even get a phone call all back from her as well. You know, she supported Brian, but the same token is that the Chicago Teaching Union, that's another whole situation. It's pretty much controlling the thing, I would say, and Tony and the rest of the guys with Brian. And so we have to look at a situation that would he have control of it? I don't think so, but nevertheless, our kids today are graduating from school today. And I ain't talking about what happened yesterday. But our kids today in graduation school can't even read or write. Period. A lot of them can't even tie their shoes up. You know. And so that's today, not yesterday, but today. You know. So we need to get that right. I support all because of these reason things that we're talking about. Somebody else asked me in the morning, am I going to did he offer me a job? Paul and the city of Chicago ain't got enough money to pay me. What am I going to do with a job making $200, $100,000 a year? You know, that don't make sense. You know, if I'm at to help him in any area that he would like me to help assist him into. And I'm just going to help him with that. Any other area, other stages, I'll be more than willing to consider it and help out to make Chicago a better place for all of us. You know? So his endorsement didn't cost him anything. You know, it is what I do for my heart. And everybody ought to know me by now. I say what I need to say, you know. And that's basically I always like being free to say what I want to, you know, want to say, you know. I know he'll do good as a elected mayor of the city of Chicago. He has my 100% support. I've got contact to all of my ministers throughout the church area, Chicagoland area. I've contacted all of my St. Citizens in Chicago area and throughout the area. And I've asked them to support Paul Ballard. I've asked them to trust me in my particular intake, input, because there's nothing in it for me but helping the people. That's my own motive that's out there. And I work hard to get out here in the next 30 days to try to see that happen. I'm willing to ask him what to do, anything I can do to help him, PR-wise, media-wise, I'm there for him to take and do that. So today I'll just end with that, and I'll introduce Paul to you, and I'll come back and take any questions that you might have for me. I'm subject to say anything, okay? But today I want to introduce my friend and person who I support 100%. Or maybe 1,000%.
All right.
My good friend, Paul Ballard, late mayor of the city of Chicago.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Dr. Wilson, I really met Willie in the last campaign. I remember when I lost my son, Willie came to the wake by himself, and then he came to the funeral. And then he stayed. And it was just, it was a really critical time in my life, and the fact that he was there and he took the time to spend just not an hour or 2 hours. And then, of course, I don't think a week's gone by that I haven't gotten a call from him or my mother hasn't gotten a call from him, because my mother absolutely adores him, because this is the type of man he is. So I had the opportunity to see his generosity on a personal level, up front. But his generosity on a citywide level is unprecedented. Willie has always given all that he has to the community. And that says a lot about the man. I've had an opportunity to participate in probably, I would say, over the last 5 years, 40 forums together. And we're always most of the time we're in an alphabetical order, so I'm always there with Willie. I got Willie on one side, I got Rod on the other side. I always used to say that was my comfort zone. You know what I mean? So, but we've had an opportunity to talk about the issues. We've had an opportunity to talk on a personal level. You know, we've been in constant communication. And when it comes to public safety, we all consider public safety to be a human right. Wherever you live in Chicago, you should be entitled to the opportunity to live in safe and secure neighborhoods. If you're a senior citizen, you should be able to walk out of your house and go pick up your prescription drugs at the local drugstore without fear of being accosted. You should be able to ride public transportation and know that the public transportation system, whether it's the trains or the buses, are as safe as going to the airport. So at the end of the day, on public safety, we've been sabbatical. The importance of ensuring that public safety, that all communities have public safety, have the public safety that they deserve, and we have public safety with full accountability. On schools, I didn't expect Willie to talk about schools too much, but at the end of the day, every child deserves a quality educational opportunities, regardless of their zip code, regardless of their income. And clearly, if we're going to address the underlying causes of crime in our community long term, we've got to, in large part, address it by providing critical educational services to children so that we can connect them to the workplace. And then when it comes to affordability, look, budgets need to be equitable. But it always seems there are budgets when it comes to taxes and fees and fines impose the tax burden on those who least can afford to pay. So equity includes affordability, and far too many people are being driven from their homes. Far too many struggling businesses, marginal businesses, are being driven out of business because of the city's incessant, almost like commitment to raising their taxes, imposing additional fees and fines. So we have been aligned on the issues going back to our first run together and our first interaction together in the previous mayor's race, and we're compatible here too. It is an absolute privilege to be endorsed by Willie. It's an absolute privilege to call Willie one of my closest friends, and I want to thank you so much for not only what you've done for the city of Chicago and what you continue to do, in other words, continuing the practices that began long before you ever became a candidate. I want to just tell you, on a personal level, on behalf of my family and my mother, who's thrilled that you're endorsing me, by the way, I just want to tell you, you've been such a good friend, and thank you so much, and God bless.
Self-funded,
you know,
your mayoral campaign largely. Will you be contributing financially to
develop
this campaign as well?
I got so much money, I'm broke now. You don't need my money. But I'm here to support Paul, whichever I see, needed or something like that. You know, if I need to skip a vacation, if I have a little money left, you know, whatever.
Well, on that note, what's your favorite vacation
spot? Well, I'm going to be in Cairo, Egypt. It's Biblical, but Cairo, Egypt. That's my favorite spot. I guess at the beginning of civilization, I had a chance to get to Cairo and, visit city where I called Memphis, where Moses built the city of Pharaoh. That's my favorite vacation spot. Outside of that is Chicago.
How do you anticipate the tone of the remaining weeks? How do you anticipate the tone of the weeks between the
candidates? I'm prepared to defend Paul as related to races and stuff like that. I'm prepared to do that, because I just want to keep that out of it.
Dr. Wilson, you seem very concerned about race being a center issue here.
Well, because I've been on the phone all week, and I know what we're hearing from the community, I'll be there to help defend that, and anything else that may pop up. I know, a lot more than that. I understand business very well, I understand public safety as well, so whatever I'm needed to be at, I'm there. But as related to race, I've been on the phone day and night, and been some heated conversation. But the same token, as I stated before, is that if anybody is being discriminated against me, which is black politician, I say that from my heart, is that they always voted for white over me. So that don't make sense. So I think that's going to be, I know that is an issue in that America.
Dr. Wilson, can you share with us, not to reveal who your speaker
is,
but kind of give us a general idea
of
what the key concerns are when it comes to race?
Well, I think they want to make it public. They want to talk about the schools and things of that nature. They want to talk about, some association with other organizations, things of that nature. They want to just, they got nothing else to kind of bridge this whole gap on, look, Chicago still is the most segregated city in the world, and so it probably exists in all different communities and nationalities, I think I'm the only one that really has been African American out of the whole nine candidates. Is to have said, we're going to stick to subject, not outside the subject.
But it is a common conversation, you know, that when one wants to try to confuse the issues that come up, you know. So those are the kind of conversations that we get. And I did mention this here for the record, is that we have in the city of Chicago, we have in the state of Illinois, we have the main office having held by, still is held by today, African America. Why is our city in a condition just the way it is today for African America? Then we hold the main office. They have to be held accountable regardless of what color you are. Yeah. So those are just a question that I'm one that want to make sure we bring you together. And then I think Paul can do that, and with the help and guidance and things of that nature, we can help bridge some of that gap and try to bring us together and make things work. The biggest thing is economic empowerment, economic development, you know, fair share for everybody, you know, regardless of who you are, putting programs together to make sure that we have the necessary dollars, but also have the necessary training. We must also partnership with major corporations who have the necessary skills and things of that nature to train the less fortunate to be dealt with. We must still learn how to build villas and train downtown, architecture. You know, you don't get in an airplane with somebody that has...
And that was Dr. Williams. That was Dr. Willie Wilson's endorsement of Paul Vallis for mayor of the city of Chicago. And he admitted that there are concerns about the racial divide well known in the city of Chicago. And the opponent to Paul Vallis, Brandon Johnson, who is currently a commissioner of the Cook County Board, will in fact be facing Paul Vallis in the runoff election to be held on April 4th. And we'll keep you posted as to more response from voters as more endorsements come in for the candidates who are, again, facing an April 4th runoff. At the White House today, the First Lady is hosting special awards. And this is in recognition of women who have been outstanding. The First Lady is, in fact, hosting the 17th Annual International Women of Courage. That's the IWOC Award Ceremony. And this is the 17th annual event. Also today, Vice President Kamala Harris will participate in a moderated conversation focused on the Biden-Harris administration's investments to combat the climate crisis and ongoing effort to build a new clean energy economy that works for all. And now we will join the International Women of Courage Award Ceremony at the White House. And there are a number of dignitaries who are expected to be given awards and recognized for their work. First Lady Jill Biden has been doing quite a bit of traveling and meeting with notable women around the world, most recently returning from a trip to East Africa, where she met with the First Ladies of Namibia and Kenya, along with their husbands, the presidents of those nations, and pledged economic support and involvement and interaction from the United States as these nations seek to develop alliances with nations that can assist in the development of greater trade agreements and boosting the economy locally and globally. These diplomatic trips are of very great importance because First Lady Jill Biden does not have an elected office. Her interactions with government leaders is more of a diplomatic mission rather than one representing particular laws or policies. However, as a goodwill ambassador and the wife of the president, she has been especially focused on empowering women with education, encouraging women to get involved with today's growing economy and the growing technology, robotics, solar energy, and other renewable energy systems, manufacturing, and many jobs and opportunities that in previous decades were not as open to women employees. Now that local community colleges are being encouraged to prepare students for today's growing economy in those areas, Dr. Jill Biden has been especially insistent on women seeking out these new opportunities and participating in what President Joe Biden has said is the rebuilding of the middle class. So today's International Women of Courage Awards ceremony gives those attending an opportunity to see what women have been doing that are making a difference around the globe. The annual IWOC Award recognizes women from around the globe who have demonstrated exceptional courage, strength, and leadership advocating for peace, justice, human rights, gender equity, and equality, often at great personal risk and sacrifice. Since 2007, the Department of State has recognized more than 180 women from over 80 countries. And to see this, one can go to whitehouse.gov/live. Of course, the White House will be making this available on its website. That's all for now. You've been listening to On Air Daily News. I'm Naima Latif. Join us tomorrow, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, for more daily news internationally, nationally, and locally, keeping you informed of the decisions and the activities that enhance your daily life. Until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.